The only thing more glorious than the story of repentant sinners is the story of repentant saints. We have in this chapter, at the beginning of this chapter, Ruth and Naomi, and the story switches mainly now to Ruth, where the first chapter was mainly about Naomi. Now Ruth becomes the key figure for the rest of this book. We find them both in a situation where they're poor and they're desperate. And Ruth goes to her mother-in-law and says, I need to go and glean among the fields, because they were poor and they were desperate. And her mother-in-law told her to go. That's a good place to start for a repentant saint, is poor and desperate. Reminds me of the Beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit. It is the prerequisite. It is the foundation. It is the beginning place of blessing and reality in the kingdom. And the thing about desperation that's so wonderful, it breeds, it gives birth to exploration. A desperate saint is a seeking saint. And we find Ruth, desperate and poor, seeking favor and provision. As a matter of fact, it says in verse 2, and Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose sight I may find favor. She went out desperately seeking someone, hoping that she might find favor. And the interesting thing that she says, and she says it three times, in whose sight I might find favor. I think that's a real significant phrase from the Holy Spirit. Again, in verse 10, when she fell on her face, she says to Boaz, why have I found favor in your sight? And in verse 13, she says, I have found favor in your sight. Because what she was hoping for, several times in this chapter, she's referred to as Ruth the Moabitess, or Ruth the Moabite woman who came back from with Naomi from Moab. As if the Lord wants to remind us, this is a foreigner who comes from a pagan land into a desperate place where she's a stranger and an alien. And Moab, again, was a cursed place in the eyes of God. And this is who this person is. It's like Elijah. When he refers to Elijah in 1 Kings 17, Elijah the Tishbite. You think, God, why did you have to add the Tishbite? Because where he was from was this little bitty nothing place where nobody came from that was anybody. As if God was saying, I use Tishbites. I use people who come from nowhere. I use repentant people who come from Moab. I'm the God of not just good people who've lived their whole life in the land of promise, but I'm also the God of sinners and failures. A love that can't be tested can't be trusted. And beloved, we have tested His love. How could we ever not trust Him? She was hoping to find favor in the sight of one who knew who she was, and what she was, and where she came from. Fully in light of what she was, and yet she would still find favor. Because the real reality here, this story is much more than just about them finding grain and her gleaning in the fields of grace. Boaz himself, when he was asked by her, why did I find favor in your sight? He talks about several things, but one of the things he says about her in verse 12, may the Lord reward you and reward your work, and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge. She followed Naomi, was loyal to Naomi, but she truly came when she saw in the tears of her mother-in-law a repentant heart and a God of grace. She came to the land of Israel because she didn't find spiritual reality in Moab. And she came to seek refuge under the wings of God. That's really what she's come to find. That's whose favor she really came to seek. She didn't really know much about Him. But she told Naomi, your God will be my God. And what she hoped more than anything else is that clearly in His sight, knowing fully who she was and what she was and where she came from, she would find refuge under His wings. Now, one of the things to understand in this chapter is the principle of reaping and gleaning. In Leviticus 23, is one of the shortest explanations, so we won't spend too much time. This is one of the laws of the land. When you reap the harvest of your land, moreover, you shall not reap to the very corners of your field, nor gather the gleaning of your harvest. You are to leave them for the needy and for the alien. And I am the Lord your God. Reapers that are referred to a lot in this chapter, these are people, men and women. The maidens, the men would go forth and they would harvest the grain. They would sickle the grain. And then the maidens would come along and bundle them up and tie them together. And these are the reapers. These are the ones who receive wages and who experienced, as you saw in the luncheon, they fellowship with the owner of the land. They fellowship with Boaz. And they received wages and they were workers. The gleaners, though, were the people at the lowest level. They were the poor and the needy and the foreigners. They were the ones who came after the harvest, after the sickling, and after the grain was bundled up and tied up. Any little stuff that was left over, the scraps that were left over, that's what the gleaners got. And then they would leave the corners unharvested so the gleaners could get that. God's heart for the poor and for the needy. Now, in her search for favor, understand that she starts at the lowest level. She doesn't start as a reaper. She starts off as a gleaner. That's a good place to start, at the lowest level. It's all it takes.